ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
What I'm harnessing now is absolute, you know, focus.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
Pedro Fernandez.
And the sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, my Filipino fans, mabuhay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, we're talking Ronda Rousey. We're talking UFC in Japan. We've got it all going on. The Ultimate Fighter, Chael Sonnen, will be here next week. I mean, we've got things rocking here for the next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast. And of course, Wanderlei Silva, the Axe Murderer. I think he's a faded icon. You know, 34-12, one no contest, one draw. Taking on the All-American, Brian Stann, 12-5. Both guys about 6 foot tall. Take that back. Wanderlei's 5'11", Stann 6'1". I think Stann's going to win this fight. We'll talk about how Wanderlei Silva is one of those guys like Chuck Liddell. They just don't know when to walk away. I mean, he's been hurt. He's been knocked out on more than one occasion. And when you've taken the batterings that he has, and a lot of you have only seen his UFC fights, but I saw his pride. I saw him when he was in his prime. Wanderlei was in his prime when the Axe Murderer really had an axe he could swing. Okay, in Japan, he was the hottest ticket in MMA. This is back when pride, you know, eclipsed the world of the UFC. The UFC was a fledging organization, and the Pride was just taken off. Pride, of course, was the organization, the Pride Fighting Championships, which is now defunct because of their association with the Yakuza, which is the Japanese mafia. And when they went under, the UFC bought their roster, and I thought it was going to keep on with the Pride name, but they didn't. They ended up eliminating the Pride name, brought the Pride fighters over to the UFC. That's where they are now. Wanderlei Silva, probably in his last match for the UFC. If he were to lose tonight, I would say this is it. Brian Stann, I don't know, 12-5. I'll talk about the UFC cuts. They cut about 15 guys. I'll go through all the cuts and their records and that kind of stuff in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Straight up, that was surprising. I mean, that was a shock. 15 releases from the UFC? What does that mean? Bellator, baby! Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Spike TV, the Bellator Fighting Championships. That's all you need to know. That in the UFC, we got it covered. You're tuned in to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Acos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks, like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle, and I'm losing weight. You should, too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not one month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh yeah, your weight.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
On schedule for five for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the KO. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And one of the best rounds of the year.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. That Nick Diaz clip there. Nick Diaz taking on Georges St-Pierre, March 16th, UFC 158. We'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. I want to talk about the cuts the UFC has made of late. Wow. I mean, John Fitch was cut. That was a surprise. 14-3-1 UFC record against pretty good fighters. So that was a bit of a surprise. Wagner Prado, a Brazilian fighter, 8-2. He bid it at light heavyweight. He was UFC. And the UFC was 0-2. Mike Russo, guy from Chicago, a cop. Not really. Jacob Volkman, he's out. Who else is out here? Vladimir Mishashenko, remember him? He fought Tito Ortiz back at UFC 33, I believe, for the light heavyweight title, and he was beaten then, and he's like 42 years old. He's 26-7. I can't believe he was still on the roster. Che Mills, a guy from the UK. He was a welterweight of a 15-6 record, 2-2 in the UFC. Jay Heronen, the 1997 junior college national champion, now only, no, we'll take that back, 36 years old, 0-2 in the UFC. He bit the dust as well. Terry Idem, he had to go. He was a lightweight, 155-pounder from the city that brought us the Beatles, Liverpool in the UK. He was 15-5 overall. His UFC record was not too good. I think he was 6-5. He lost three in a row. Paul Sass, another guy from Liverpool in the UK, a lightweight, 155. He was bounced. Is done. Jorge Santiago, a solid veteran, according to Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. He's done. Seriously. He lost on February 16th to Gunnar Nelson via decision, and that was his first fight back in the UFC, but he has a 25-11 record, which means he might be an opponent, a journeyman type. But he was only 1-5 in UFC fights, so in other words, the cut was expected. Mike Stump, also expected. Stump 11-4, welterweight. Simeon Thorsen from Norway, 17-4-1, came in at 16-2, and with 14 quick finishes with armbar, but he only went 1-2 in the UFC, and that's not good enough, I guess. CJ Keith, a lightweight. Keith came to UFC with an 8-0 record, but he lost to Ramzi Nijem and Francisco Trinado in his first two fights, so that's not too good. You lose your first two fights in the UFC, and it's probably not a good. You lose the first fight, you know, maybe. The second fight, they're probably not looking. Hector Lombard lost his first fight, the former Bellator guy at 185.
lost his first fight, I believe, to can't think of his name right now. But I mean, he came back to the UFC. He came to the UFC, came to the Big Ten, couldn't handle it. So you lose two fights in a row, and you are done. I can't pronounce this guy's first name. I tried. Manabudu Tezuka, a bantamweight. 19-6 record, four draws, 0-2 in the UFC. That, you're out of here after losing to Vaughn Lee in February. And Josh Crispy. Crispy was 14-1 and set to fight Aldo for the title. But Aldo was injured, and he got injured, and he fought Dustin Poirier instead and got beat, got dominated. So he got whooped, and he's done. 14-1, and he's done. Ulysses Gomez, a flyweight, 125-pounder, 9-2 record, didn't do too well in the UFC, lost to Phil Harris on February 16th. And Meltzer says this was a bad decision. He thought Harris had lost the fight, and this young man had won. But those are the cuts. So back to the UFC 157. We'll get the UFC in Japan. All kinds of UFC, the Ultimate Fighter's happening. I mean, the UFC's got it going on as far as keeping the fans interested and keeping the fans informed and keeping the fans, you know, I mean, you got fights. You got fights. I mean, there's fights all over the place as far as UFC's going to the Ultimate Fighter on FX Cable. You know, the UFC coming up here on Fox TV April 20th with Frank Mir, who we'll hear from a little bit later in this show. Of course, a former two-time UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, going against Daniel Cormier. What's he like, 13-0, unbeaten? But he's in the wrong weight class, I think, because he's like a small heavyweight. He's only a couple inches bigger than me. Seriously. But he's 13-0, I believe. He's was a great collegiate wrestler. Took apart Josh Barnett. I mean, just took him apart two fights ago. Wow. Won the Showtime Grand Prix heavyweight title. But that was then, and this is now. He's going to be fighting a real heavyweight in Frank Mir. And I just think the size disadvantage that Cormier is facing is just too much. But that's April 20th on Fox TV. So the UFC, before we get to the UFC card tonight, we'll finish that up a little bit later with Wanderlei Silva and Brian Stann. UFC 158, live on pay-per-view. You know it's coming to you from where else? Canada, Georgia St. Pierre, GSP, 23-2. 170-pound welterweight champion of the UFC in the world of mixed martial arts, taking on Nick Diaz, 27-8-1, a head case. I mean, Nick's a flake. Nick's been signed to show up for fights, and he was supposed to fight St. Pierre about 2 years ago, but he refused to show up for two press conferences, not one, but two, okay? And then he was supposed to do a jiu-jitsu exhibition or a match down in Santa Barbara in the main event, and he left the promoter standing on that in the last day, the last minute, never showed up. So Nick's got his, how can I put it? He's got some hang-up issues. I mean, we'll talk with Cesar Gracie, his manager, in the coming weeks and see if we can get Nick on the show. But, you know, Nick's a bit reluctant. Of course, Nick tested positive for marijuana on a couple of occasions, had one fight taken back, and, you know, I don't know. Marijuana, come on. You know, I think, what's his name? Jack Swagger. I think his name, real name is Hager. That wrestler from the WWE, he was pulled over this week, and he was cited for having marijuana in his car and being under the influence of marijuana. I don't know. You know, I just don't know. It's not a performance-enhancing drug, and, you know, I've seen people drive perfectly. I guess a lot of that depends on the marijuana and the person. You know, it really does, the strain. Anyway, Georgia St. Pierre, Saturday, March 16th, live on pay-per-view. This is the pay-per-view main event. The welterweight champion of the UFC in the world of the entire world of mixed martial arts. There is no, I don't care if Bellator has a welterweight champion or not. Georgia St. Pierre, GSP, is the best, the very best at what he does right now. Even though he has the ACL or a tendon in his leg from a cadaver. But he is the real deal. He really is. And Nick Diaz has got to prove himself. Nick Diaz is tough, like his brother Nate Diaz. These guys are real tough. But, you know, being tough and winning fights are two different things. You can be tough and lose fights. Big deal. I never want to be known as that. I never want to be known as a tough guy that lost fights. I want to be known as a tough guy that won fights. But Nick Diaz lost the big ones. Nate Diaz lost the big ones. Let's see if Nick can turn this around when they hook up for the World Welterweight Championship. 170 pounds, Saturday, March 16th, from Canada on pay-per-view. The co-main event, Johnny Hendricks. Johnny's flashing, man. Johnny's got a beard that sort of looks like Abraham Lincoln, but Johnny can crack. Johnny knocks people out. 14-1. I think he's got like 4 or 5 first round knockouts going in a row. He hits hard. He is heavy handed. And he's taking on the very talented Carlos Condit, a guy that challenged for the welterweight championship before. He's 6'2", 170 pounds. Condit 28-6. Hendricks 14-1. Gotta go with Hendricks there. Jake Ellenberger and Nate Marquardt. Marquardt always entertaining. A veteran in the UFC in the world of mixed martial arts, 35-11, stands 6 foot tall. Another welterweight, 170 pounds. Ellenberger, 28-6. Gonna go with Jake on this one. Just think that, you know, I just think that Nate's got too many miles on the bus. Nick Ring, one of my favorite guys. Good old Nick. He's from Calgary. He'll be on the card. Calgary is where this fight will take place. 13-1. Taking on Chris Camozzi, 18-5. Nick can fight. Nick can talk. Nick can fight. Nick's a middleweight to deal with, 185 pounds. And Chris Camozzi, Chris is a good fighter too, but I think Chris has got his hands full. The only thing I think it may run to Nick's disadvantage is the height advantage that Camozzi has, and the fact that he seems to be bigger physically than does Nick Ring. Mike Rickey, 8-3, taking on Colin Fletcher on the card too. No chicks on the card. We need to see more chicks. We'll talk about chicks in just a few minutes. Of course, Ronda Rousey winning that sensational fight over Liz Carmachi. We'll hear the post-fight interviews in a few minutes, along with, of course, my main man is coming up later in the show. I'm talking about Frank Mir. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and of course, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday show is the weekend wrap. It's an hour show. The Saturday show, 2 hours. First hour boxing, second hour MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sky Cuddy's song. Yeah, because he's still a young man.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners. Do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
It's not lying or bragging when you're telling the truth. It is too. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This past Saturday, history was made. The Honda Center in Anaheim, California. Of course, Liz Carmacci, the first openly gay woman fighter I can remember. I mean, I don't remember any of the girls coming out and saying, look, I'm gay before a fight, but she did. And of course, that brought some attention to her and Ronda Rousey. Of course, their epic battle, and it was an epic battle. It went back and forth. Liz had her chances to win this fight, and she had got Ronda in a chokehold, and Ronda powered her way out of it. And of course, Ronda won by an armbar in the first round, as she has with every opponent she's ever faced. Now, Liz Carmacci put up a great fight. And this is what Liz had to say after the fight.
I'm here with Liz Carmouche. Liz, you put up a tremendous fight. You put Ronda in more danger than she's ever been ever in her career. Tell me, first of all, what was this experience like for you? Because I know the pressure and the press must have been insane as well.
You know, it really wasn't. Everything was amazing. The primetime crew really gave me a sense of family. They helped me so much. It was a great fight. I thought I had it. And, you know, like everything, you make a mistake and it turns around.
Look at the big screen. We're going to show you when you had her back, you had this rear naked, you turned into a face crack. I mean, it looked bad. Well, it looked good for you.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get her with a neck crank and maybe she'd twist and I'd get under her throat, but it was just on her mouth, so...
That was a very, very strong position. A lot of people would have tapped to that position. Liz, you show that you are a very skilled mixed martial arts fighter. It was an honor calling your fight. Congratulations on being one of the first women to ever compete inside the UFC. And I know we're going to see you again. Congratulations and thank you very much. Liz Carmouche, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, from Liz, of course, Liz lost the fight. The lady that won the fight and the actual gate for the Honda Center was said to be $1.4 million. As far as the live gate was concerned, so you can't sneeze at that kind of money. Of course, a fight that's on TV, on pay-per-view as well, they're thinking it did about 500,000 homes. So that's not bad. Figure 55 or 60 bucks on average pop. People watching HD. Yeah, Ronda made some money for the UFC. Speaking of Ronda, let's check out what she had to say with Joe Rogan afterwards.
First of all, how surreal does this feel to you right now?
Is this real life right now? I'm not sure.
Congratulations, Ronda, on successfully defending your title against Liz Carmouche, who is a very, very dangerous opponent. She caught you in a rear naked choke earlier in the round. She had your back. Tell me what was going through your mind.
I actually keep working with Hedon Gracie a little bit in that exact position, and after I saw Uriah get that submission earlier, I was like, no way it's going to get down twice in one night. So I was trying to think about my bra falling down and her on my back at the same time, so next time, bigger bra.
Take a look at the big screen. This is where she caught you in that position. You shook her off the back. She caught you with an up kick. But once you got down to this spot, this is your home base.
Yeah, that's what one thing I had to learn in MMA is to be patient and take my time. And she'd only have a few seconds. And that time I kept a very clear head and was just trying to do it perfectly on the first try.
The pressure and the publicity that you had to do must have been overwhelming for this fight. How much different was this than any other fight you've ever had?
It was different, but you know what? There's no amount of press that could save these girls from me.
Well, Wow. Rhonda, look, congratulations. You are not just the first UFC women's champion. You are a real representative of women's athletics. You're a true champion. Congratulations. It's an honor to call your first fight. Rhonda Rousey, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Rhonda's not all that tough. I'm serious. She had a baseball bat. I mean, that'd probably be the only way to fight her because she can take you down. I mean, I stood next to her in Los Angeles on a couple of occasions in different fights, and I said to myself, man, she's not all that big, but, you know, she gets you on the ground, you're toast, man, no matter who you are. I'm serious. She is like her father, her mother was a former world judo champion. She's been practicing judo since, like, the age of 12 or 11. She is the real deal, and I think we'll see more and more females in the world of the UFC. I think that Rhonda will be bringing females with her with the recent cut that I mentioned earlier in the UFC's roster. I'm expecting them to add some women to it, seriously. And Bellator, of course, Bellator's got it going down. Man, Thursday night, we'll talk about that in the last segment of today's show, but Bellator's got it going on. Every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Pacific time, it rocks. It really does. I mean, this past week it rocked, and it's delivered thus far as, I think it's been like 6 or 7 weeks now, and, you know, they've got a big, deep roster, so why can't they deliver? They have the talent. Let's see. Talk about UFC on Fuel TV tonight. Fuel TV 8 from Japan. Wanderlei Silva, as I said, 34-12, won no contest. And toast, old, done. Returning to the land of the sun. That's where he had his peak. That's where he enjoyed his prime, per se. But he ain't in his prime no more. He's like old. He's so old. He was at the first supper. The last supper, I mean. Anyway, 12-5 is Brian Stann. I expect Brian Stann to win, as does my buddy Kyle Kingsbury. Now, here's a strange fight. You've got a Samoan guy, 8-7, Mark Hunt. He's like small, 5'10", but he's 265 pounds. So he's not tall small per se, but he's small for a guy that's 265 pounds, okay? He's taking on a guy that's 7 foot tall, 6'11", Stefan Struve, 29-5. He's going to weigh in something like 240 pounds. So you got, you know, the 84-inch wingspan of double S, Stefan Struve, and you've got Mark Hunt, who's probably got the wingspan of like 60, 65, maybe 70. Seriously. As far as reach is concerned, this is a no contest. We'll see if Mark Hunt can get inside and take this big guy down to the mat. If he can, maybe he has a chance to win him. But straight up, I'm going to go with the guy with the height here. I'm going to go with double S, Stefan Struve. Takanori Gomi's on the card, taking on the former UFC, and I think he was a Strikeforce star as well, Diego Sanchez. Take that back, UFC star. 26-5 is Sanchez, and 34-8 is Gomi. That's a bit of a toss-up at 155. Another Japanese fighter on the card, and why not? They're in Japan, but he's taking on a pretty good fighter. I mentioned him earlier, the former Bellator middleweight champion, Hector Lombard, now 32-3, one draw, one no contest. In his third fight in the UFC, taking on Yushin Okami, 29-7. He stands 6'2". These guys weigh 185 pounds. And guess what? Hector Lombard is probably going to pound Okami unless the UFC has put him in a fight that he can't win. And, you know, you see that on occasion. I mean, a promoter puts you in a fight that you just can't win. And maybe this is a fight that Hector Lombard can't win. But the perception was that Hector Lombard coming over from Bellator was going to be an instant superstar. But he lost that first fight. Then he came back and he won his second fight. And this is his third fight. And I don't know. Fighting over in Japan against a Japanese fighter, sometimes not. It can be risky. Talk about home cooking, huh? Mizuto Harada, another Japanese fighter, taking on Rani Yaha. They're fighting 145 pounds. And a guy that's got a funny name because it sounds like a boxer that died a bunch of years, about, what was it, 1982? Dooku Kim, Dong Hung Kim, taking on Sayer Bayrazada. He's 21-4, Bayrazada. Kim is 16-2. This is all UFC on Fuel TV today. And if you don't get Fuel TV, go to FuelTV.com. I think they've got some options for you. Maybe you can download it or watch it on another website or watch it on their website or something like that, but you know, it's unfortunate that the Fuel TV is not shown in a lot of homes across the country or as many homes as I'd want it to be because it's not shown in my home. So that's the home that counts. And I don't want to go get DirecTV again. I had the dish. Didn't dig the dish. Had the dish for a while. Went back to cable. Satisfied with cable. Let's stay with cable. Okay, get us Fuel TV on cable. Seriously. Coming up in the upcoming shows, I'm talking about next week, we've got Chael Sonnen. That's right, the Rage. I mean, he's the ultimate fighter guy, starting all the trouble with John Jones as far as coaches are concerned. Of course, he's going to fight John Jones eventually for the UFC light heavyweight championship, 205 pounds. Of course, Chael Sonnen, the guy that rumbled pretty good with Anderlei Silva the first time they fought for the world middleweight championship, was within a couple of minutes of beating Wanderlei before Wanderlei, I take that back, excuse me, not Wanderlei Silva, Anderson Silva, before Anderson came up with that submission move and stopped him over there in Oakland, California. Of course, Chael tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs afterwards. It was suspended a year. He came back. He fought Silva again. This time, Silva beat him pretty easily. Now he's fighting at 205 pounds. This is a fight that John Jones turned down in July, saying he wasn't ready for Chael Sonnen because the fighter he had been training for was a right-hander and Chael Sonnen was a left, something like this. And it was opposite hands. He was going to take the fight on short notice. I think it was UFC 153 went in the tank and never, ever, ever occurred. Say 153, 154, something like that. Bottom line is, John Jones, now the heel of the UFC. Chael Sonnen, probably one of the best mic men in the world of MMA, sort of like Ric Flair. Josh Barnett type. As far as wrestling's concerned, I mean, doing those promos, he's got it down. Chael Sonnen will be here next week on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Upcoming, Frank Mir, April 20th. He's taking on Daniel Cormier. Talking about Fox TV, UFC on Fox.
Tomorrow on History, the epic original series begins. Vikings. You don't become a legend.
What does a man do?
He fights.
Without a fight.
This is not the end. It's just a beginning.
Vikings premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 central on History.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Tomorrow on History, the epic original series begins. Vikings. You don't become a legend.
What does a man do?
He fights.
Without a fight.
This is not the end. It's just a beginning.
Vikings premieres tomorrow at 10, 9 central on History.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
He is an iconic figure in the world of MMA, folks, a two-time UFC heavyweight champ. I'm going to talk about Mr. Frank Mir. Frank, welcome to the show.
Ah, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Okay, Francisco Santos Mir III. Talk to me about that name. There's some Russian, Moroccan background there.
I think far back in my ancestry there is. We've done a genealogy on the name, and there has been talk about it coming from actually more Moroccan, even though a lot of Russians will tell me it means the world or peace in their language. I haven't found any Russian ancestry there, but a lot of Moroccan. My father came through to the U.S. via Cuba, and so Cuban ancestry is where he was born. He was 9 years old and about 66.
I just saw an interview with Fidel Castro last week. The guy's still kicking. He's 86
years
old.
My dad.
He's outlived like five presidents. They tried to kill him. They marked him for death. Kennedy, Johnson,
he's not
Nixon,
too
Ford.
Healthy, though.
It doesn't matter. At 86, you just want to be looking.
Yeah.
You don't want to be. Yeah. Frank Mir is our guest, folks. He's two-time UFC heavyweight champion. What's it like to be the baddest dude on the planet? Like Mike Tyson used to have that tag, the baddest man on the planet. Then the world of UFC came in, the MMA came in. So now we sort of have two baddest dudes on the planet, the boxing champion and the MMA champion. What's it like to be the baddest MF on the planet?
Obviously, I think more or less it's nice to have notoriety than anything, whether you be an actor, a broadcasting, baseball player, a chemist that comes up with something that wins a Nobel Prize over. I think all human beings want to follow something that they love in life and then to gain recognition for it, I think is very rewarding. There are times I think people get carried away with being, you can beat this guy, beat that guy. I'm like, look, guys, that's great, and I love what I can attain as a martial artist and the skills to carry over, but there's this thing called a gun, and that kind of eliminates a whole lot of the who can beat up who thing in the street.
That's what I try. I was a cop here in San Francisco for 10 years. And I used to tell guys that guys with big, bad guys would go out to bars and they rumble with guys. All it takes is a 105-pound guy with a .22.
Yeah.
And it's all over.
A crazy bum with a screwdriver might ruin your day and you walk with a limp. So,
exactly.
So I try to put everything in perspective and realize that if all you gain from the martial arts is that you can beat somebody up, I'm like, well, that has no value. It's limited. I can pay that. $200, I go buy a little .38 revolver, and now I'm tougher than all your years of experience. But if you gain something that makes you a better person and you master yourself and you're constantly striving to improve upon yourself, and that's what the martial arts, it's my religion, then you have something that a $200 gun can't replace.
Yeah, I'm impressed with your articulation here. I really am. I'm sort of blown away by it. I know you're well-speaking. It's well-spoken. I've seen you do commentary and things like that. I know you've got it together, but man... I'm impressed here.
Oh,
I really
thanks,
am.
Man. No one's knocked out my words too. two more punches, I might not speak so well.
No, but here's what's up. You have to sell yourself. You don't have to. Everybody doesn't have to be Ric Flair per se.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you have to sell yourself, because if you don't sell yourself in this business, who's he?
No, that's very true. And I know a lot of people, like, for example, when they brought that up to me, to bring that to give it more significance, when people were like, well, do you think Brock or, different guys come over in the sport? James Toney, when he fought, Randy Couture.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, here's the thing. You can be 30-0, but if no one knows your name and you can't sell out a stadium, and the other guy could be 15-15, but he's an actor, or he has some other area where he has crossover value, and, he's going to get a million pay-per-view buys, he's fighting for the title and you're not.
Why is it some guys come to the UFC is the big tent? Of all the circuses, I'm not trying to call it MMA a circus, but of all the shows, it is the big tent. Hector Lombard came over, fought Tim Botch. Didn't look like the killer he was supposed to be from Bellator. I know he's rebounded and had one fight since then. But is there undue pressure making the UFC debut?
No, I just think what it comes down to is a lot of guys, they're a big fish in a small pond. They're able to have a certain amount of success, but then I'm like, well, you're only as good as your competition. So I think some guys go out there and they compile these undefeated records, and it's like, well, but who is he fighting? And they come over in the UFC, and the top 10 guys all could be the champion on any given night. It's a little bit steeper competition. Benson and I were talking about that. Winning fights in the UFC is not easy. So that's why when you get somebody like Benson who's gotten, six fights in a row now in the UFC and hasn't lost, that's an impressive feat. That's so hard. You string together two or three wins in the UFC and you're in a title shot. It's because it's very difficult. The competition is so much higher. It's like competing in the Olympics in wrestling. You can go ahead and if we had the Olympics three weekends in a row, you're going to have two or three different gold medalists each time.
We're talking about Benson Henderson, the UFC lightweight champion, of course, taking on Gilbert Melendez, UFC on Fox 7. Let me go through your resume real quick, Frank Mir. UFC heavyweight champion. Most wins in UFC heavyweight division, 14. Most fights in heavyweight division, 20. Most finishes in heavyweight division in the UFC, 11. Most wins by submission in the heavyweight division in USC history, 8. Most wins by submission. I mean, I keep going and going and going. I go on for 10 minutes here, man. Like, you have a lengthy resume. All these achievements are incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, right now I'm still going out there, and I guess the good thing keeps me going, because there are times, and I think all of us listen to, you know, sometimes outside influences, and, you know, I have people ask me, so this is going to be your next fight, your last fight, and you're thinking about retiring, and I'm like, wow, you know, I look to my wife, I'm like, wow, people are starting to say, you know, maybe I should get out of this. She goes, are you kidding? You're still younger than almost all the other heavyweights. I'm like, oh, yeah, huh? She goes, how old is Comey? I'm like, ah, he's actually a few months older than I am, and he's just getting in the UFC, and people are talking about him starting his career, and you're supposed to be ending it. So, nope, get back in there.
Okay. Let's shift gears a little bit. When you took out Brock Lesnar's submission in the year 2008, a lot of pressure on you going in that fight. I mean, Brock Lesnar was like supposedly the monster. I mean, he was like, you know, people were saying, oh, Brock's not going to get beat for a while and this thing. And, you know, and you sort of exposed Brock as being somewhat human.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I put a lot of pressure on myself until about the week before the fight. You know, fans, everybody's talking about how big and strong he is. I'm like, guys, I fought big, strong guys before. People that are intimidating to look at, I'm like, you know, I've been a martial artist for so long, I put very little value on what someone looks like. I realize, you know, that, there's some pretty vicious human beings out there that look like, Clark Kent, and they're really Superman. So the only time I ever felt nervous, and I forgot which fighter it was, but someone else was on the card, they're like, hey, man, we're pulling for you. I'm like, oh, okay, well, thanks. They're like, yeah. You're representing the MMA world, and he's the pro wrestling world. You got to make sure you win. And I was like, oh, man, are you serious? He's representing the pro wrestling? I'm like, has everybody failed to realize the guy was a national champion in wrestling? He's one of the most, you know, successful collegiate wrestlers in the heavyweight division of all time. But now he's a pro wrestler? I'm like, wow, talk about like a build a thousand bridges scenario. So that's the only time I got a little bit nervous leading up to that fight, was because of the weight that other people were putting on it.
Okay. Speaking of weight, Alistair Overeem put on an extreme amount of weight in a couple of years. He was like a scrawny-looking light heavyweight. Then he became a heavyweight of, no, like, 260 pounds, and everybody was whispering behind the, hey, we think he's taking steroids. Okay, and that's what they were whispering for a long time when he was a strike force. Then he moved over to the UFC, and he signed this contract where he would take submit to random testing. Said, hey, we want to give you a random test. So he runs out of the building, and then they end up catching up with him 10, 15 minutes later. He ends up taking the test, and he tests his 14 the one on for a testosterone level, okay? Were you surprised that he looked as soft as he looked soft in this fight compared to prior fights? Did you notice a difference in his torso this time?
Yeah, no, he definitely did. There was a marked difference in that. But, I mean, I've also seen that in myself as far as fights. Sometimes with heavyweights, the problem with us is that, a lightweight has to come in a certain weight class. So if he doesn't do what it takes to make it down, then he's not even fighting. Whereas we can all pretty much make 265, you know, with relative ease. So sometimes you come in a little bit chubbier. If you're off in your training when it comes to your diet, we don't pay for it as severely as a lightweight, middleweight, or the light heavyweights do, because now they're not fighting for the title, or they're getting their percentage of their purse is getting yanked off because they didn't make weight. So I was surprised when he showed up at that. I was like, wow, I wonder why his physique is not where it would be. But, I mean, it could have been injury, a lack of conditioning, you know.
Could have been the juice.
That could be the case. But, I mean, but he was always a lean guy before. Yeah. And then he got, you know, if you want to say that it was because he took anabolics that got him bigger, but then I don't understand why he would get fat, though. That doesn't, you know, obviously I'm
not a
doctor.
Stop taking it, you get loose anyway.
I just would have thought he would have got smaller.
Yeah, okay. But he didn't look like he had it. I mean, he didn't look like he was the fighter I had seen before. He didn't seem to have the confidence when he took on the giant Silva that he had in the past.
Yeah, well, actually, I thought he looked pretty almost overconfident in the first round. Yeah, if you look at how he was smiling and leering, same look on his face when he walked out there. I just think that Silva was extremely intimidated the first two rounds. But I think the worst thing that that Alistair did was when he threw Silva, I mean, which looked pretty strong, he launched Bigfoot onto his back with a lateral drop or a little body lock, 50-50 position, right? Then he gets on top of him and kind of punches him a little bit. And I think it insulted Bigfoot that he couldn't do nothing off of his back, that his guard was very, lacking in any offense. And so they got back up to his feet. Finally, Bigfoot, and starting off the third round, I think the mystique and fear of, oh, my gosh, it's Alistair, look at him. And all of a sudden he goes, you know what, you know, forget this. I'm going to go out there and fight. And that was what was actually the downfall of Alistair. Had he maybe not put Bigfoot in a fight and just went out there and kind of jabbed and moved around and hit him and picked him apart, Bigfoot looked pretty intimidated those first two rounds. But all of a sudden he woke him up, and then that was the worst thing for Alistair.
April 20th, USC on Fox 7 has been a fantastic series. Of course, God, it's hard to believe that's almost seven events in the bank now. You're taking on Daniel Cormier, 11-0. What does Daniel bring to the dance?
Well, obviously, he's a phenomenal wrestler. You know, one of the most decorated wrestlers really internationally to come into our competition, especially in the heavyweight, that I can think of off the top of my head. And so I think that he comes from a great camp, you know, obviously training at the American Kickboxing Academy, you know, Bob Cook and those guys, Mendez, that, you know, his skill set, you know, they also, the camp that created, you know, Cain Velasquez, who's currently the champion and who has a very similar type of skill set as far as putting the boxing with a great wrestling foundation. So I think that he's a very dangerous opponent. I think that, you know, he is in the wrong weight class. I think that, you know, if you just stand next to Cormier and look at him, I think he'll be much more successful at 205.
If he can make 205, and I agree, he might be one of those guys that's stuck in the bubble in the middle.
Yeah, but you know what? He wrestled at 184 his senior year in college, you know, and
once
so.
Once you put on 40, 50 pounds, you know what I'm saying, Frank? I mean, yeah. some guys can take it off. Some guys can't, you know what I'm saying? Because he doesn't have he's got a polar bear looking body almost. It's soft looking. You know what I mean? Not a hard looking guy per se. And some guys just once they get to that point, just like, I hate to say it like this, but sometimes, you know, a woman after a baby, you know what I'm saying? Can't ever get back together again. Just can't get that physique down.
If he was able to put it down there, though, I think that he would be more successful. Because, I mean, he wrestled him even in the Olympics. His two appearances were the 211 weight class.
All right, so what's he got to do? Stop the tacos?
You see my physique sometimes? I'm not going to give anybody a pointer on how to get down. But, I mean, just because, I mean, his height, his reach, his bone frame. You know, the heavyweight division, I think that, you know, he's been doing well at heavyweight and Strikeforce.
Okay.
He's not been doing well at UFC heavyweight division just yet. I mean, and I may be wrong. Maybe he goes out there, he has a victory over me, and is able to go out there and beat Velasquez, you know, and Dos Santos's, and I would be very impressed. He'd be probably one of the smallest bone-structured and shortest-reach champions of all time.
How does Frank Mir, how do you see this fight going? How does it end?
Well, you know, I think that he's becoming a very capable striker, and he's starting to enjoy it. I still don't think that he realizes, you know, high-level striking of the UFC guys. I think that eventually, no matter what happens, he's going to go for a shot and go for a takedown. And then, you know, on the ground, I just don't see him simulating. I think actually fighting Josh Barnett was probably a bad thing for him because he might feel a certain amount of confidence by going to the ground with me. And the difference is, you know, Barnett and I are a little different. Barnett's a great grappler. I just don't think he has the same finishing abilities that I do. I have a who's who on when I catch a hold of a limb. I don't think anybody's going to, you know, whether they like me or not, they're not going to argue about the fact that I don't finish fights when I get a hold of something.
They're toe holds.
Yep. Arms. I've broken more limbs than anybody else in the UFC.
You're the arm breaker.
Yep.
I was a jawbreaker when I used to box. Frank Mir, all the best. Good luck to you. UFC 7, April 20th. The HP Pavilion, the Shark Tank in San Jose, California. Daniel Cormier is in the opposite side of the octagon. Good luck there, and I expect
you to
do real well. You seem to be very motivated.
Yeah, no, I'm real excited about this.
This is it, man. This is, you know, people say to me, what's your biggest fight? Your biggest fight is your next fight.
Always your next fight.
All the best to you, Frank.
You're only as good as your last appearance. So.
Thank you so much. Frank Mir on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Good old Frank stopping by the studios about a week and a half ago. Of course, he's going to co-headliner there. There's no question about that. Benson Henderson defending the lightweight title against Gilbert Melendez. I mean, if you want to go to a USC event, this is it. San Jose, California. The tickets will not be all that expensive because the fights are on Fox TV. So, you know, this is a great, great, great opportunity to bring the family out. Bring the old lady out. Your woman doesn't like fights? Bring her to the UFC. She might change her mind. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, we'll talk about the show on Fuel TV tonight and what's going to happen with that. And, of course, the wrap-up tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is it, this is it, this is life, the one you get, so go and have a ball. This is it, this is it.
One day at a time, right? Yeah, one day at a time. It's like the mother, Bonnie Franklin, passed away this week. Time is flying. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, tonight, USC coming to you live on Fox TV, Fuel TV. Keep infusing that. Fuel TV. And you go to FuelTV.com. You don't get Fuel TV on your cable system. So I think they will have an alternative there for your dial. They even got a toll-free phone number. You ready for this? 1-877-4-FUEL-TV. That's 1-877-4-FUEL-TV. To find us on your cable or satellite service and get hooked up today. That's what Fuel TV is saying on their website. So that's what we want to dial, 1-877-4-FUEL-TV. Wanderlei Silva, the retirement party tonight. Of course, Brian Stann going to retire him. No doubt about that. Seriously, no doubt about it. As far as the upcoming UFC is concerned, Nick Diaz and Georges St. Pierre, like Benson told me, Benson Henderson, when he was in the studio a couple of weeks ago, the UFC lightweight champion, he told me, man, GSP, I almost forgot how good he really is. Well, Nick Diaz is going to find out how good he really is when they hook it up on the 16th, March 16th, the next UFC event, live from Canada, only on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, you catch a two-hour show on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour is boxing, second hour is MMA. And then on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we go again with the weekend wrap where we combine an hour of boxing and mixed martial arts. That's right. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 'Cause I love-